Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a while back I told you that the Ladies' Home Journal, back in 1900, looked at what they thought the world would look like by the year 2000. They said we would be taller overall. I think we have grown taller. We would have ready-cooked meals. And, you know, because they have to cook their meals themselves. Now we have ready-cooked meals we can just pick up. We would have a digital thermostat to regulate temperatures as opposed to using coal. We would have trains that could travel over 150 miles per hour. They had discussed, I don't have it in front of me, they had discussed these silver tubes in the sky, almost like blimps or airplanes, even though they were studying flight back then. They were right about that. They had suggested that we would be able to see somebody and speak to them in foreign countries like China instantaneously. And we would be able to see them in real time. Back in 1900, they predicted that we would have that technology by the year 2000. And we did. And now we do it pretty often. They had also predicted that we would have musical symphonies, being able to come into our own homes. They thought that fruit was going to be bigger, where the size of a strawberry would be able to feed a whole family. That fruit would get bigger. Not necessarily. They also thought that there would be like more pneumatic tubes sending everybody everything rather than the way we send things with drones, things like that. They also thought that mosquitoes, houseflies, and roaches would have been practically exterminated. No, we actually need them for our environment, so we never exterminated them. So they got some things right, they got some things wrong. But one thing I remember them talking about is how we would exercise for fun. That people would actually exercise for fun, and schools or public places would have gymnasiums, places where you could exercise. Now, in the 1900s, they did know the benefit of exercise. They knew that it made people feel better. They knew that there were things that people needed to do from an exercise standpoint to be fit. But in terms of doing it for fun, that was interesting, and for it to be included in schools, rather than kids just sitting there getting smacked on the back of the wrist for not doing their arithmetic right. It was fascinating. And we have evolved to where we do exercise for fun. I used to love running. I loved running. I felt good when I ran. I loved what it did for my body. I had a great, great figure. I felt healthy. But I stopped running because of safety issues. Places I would live, I didn't live in the safest areas. I couldn't afford to. And so where I would run eventually wasn't really the safest. And I didn't have a running partner. My husband didn't run with me. He wasn't a runner. So I eventually got a treadmill. And I did most of my working out indoors. I'll still hike. I'll still go outdoors. But running, started to be a little bit unsafe. And keep in mind, you can carry a weapon, which helps. I recommend you do carry knife, pepper spray, something. Hard to run with a gun, but if you can. But unfortunately, you're tired. Running a few miles, they know this. And sadly, we have seen people who have been abducted, who have been running. One of the latest cases was somebody who was hiking. Lauren Heike, 29 years old, was hiking on the popular Reach 11 trail near her apartment in Phoenix on Friday. It's a popular trail, but she was murdered. This happened between 10 and 11 a.m. Her body was found the next day because the police said she was in an area that wasn't nearly visible from the trail. They aren't sure how she was killed. They do have video of a person of interest who appeared to be running away. But things like this kill me. Number one is, you know, my son's girlfriend lives in Phoenix, loves to hike, so I just pray that, you know, she does it with somebody and, you know, she's safe. But, you know, you have people, you know, exercising. They want to exercise. They want to be outdoors. They're doing the right thing. And they get killed as a result of it. And I just lost my cat to a coyote. We forget we're being hunted. We're being hunted by animals. We're being hunted by humans. I don't want to think that. I think we've made society to ensure that we aren't being hunted. But sadly, we are. The person of interest is a thin man with dark complexion, 5'8" to 6 feet tall, wearing a gray and light-colored shirt, dark pants, dark backpack, and shoes. And we aren't sure why this happened. But, you know, I don't want us to go back to the 1900s thinking exercise is something that you won't want to do, you know, not for fun anymore, because you're worried about your life. You're worried about an attempt on your life. I mean, if I had a daughter, I would not tell her to go jogging by herself. I would have 30 years ago, because that's what I did, until I realized, oh, that probably isn't safe. But, you know, to have individuals where you're like, yeah, you might want to rethink going out there by yourself, or even with others, two people at a time. You know, if somebody wants to, you know, commit an act like that, they could bring a buddy and then sadly abduct two of you. Two isn't enough anymore. So we aren't really exactly sure what happened. She's an esthetician, 29 years old, Lauren Heike. And she was, this happened on Friday. Again, daylight. People always say, well, when these things happen, well, it's because they were at night, they were doing something wrong, they were... I'm telling you right now, don't just assume there's only certain times of day when things are dangerous. Things can be dangerous any time of day. And it's just horrifying to think this happened. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I had learned how to shoot. I know how to shoot. My grandfather was a police officer. My father was in the military. I was always very comfortable with guns. We didn't really have a lot of them. And, my mom wasn't a big fan, obviously, so we didn't really, or not that we knew if they were in the house. I'm sure we did have them. But I didn't really do a lot more in terms of practicing and going to the shooting range until I would date or go with my friends. And so I'm with my husband. And I'm showing him I can shoot, and, he'll ask me, all right, so, if somebody comes into the house or you have to shoot somebody, where do you hit him? Where do you aim? I'm like, oh, I'm going to aim for the leg. What the hell are you talking about? I don't want to kill him. I want to maim him. He's like, you're an idiot. I mean, if somebody's going out, you have to, they're going to kill you. You have to aim for the chest. That's what they teach you, and you aren't going to be able to just aim for an extremity and just wound them partially. And I get that. But my answer to that was, I don't want to be in trouble for killing somebody. And I don't really want to kill somebody. I would rather maim them, put them in jail, and, you know, if they try to come back after me, you know, then I'll shoot them. And I know that's bad. I know that's stupid. I get that. But for me, as a doctor, again, I'm not in this business to kill anything. So if I could maim them and not kill them, I think that would be ideal. And I get that's not what we teach people to do when you have to defend yourself. However, I had said over and over again, I go, I just don't trust that I don't want to be in trouble for homicide. And he's like, it's not going to happen. It's self-defense. Things like that aren't going to happen. Well, I don't know much about laws. And I understand the law is very, very tricky. But right now, the world is watching what's going on right now, where a subway rider apparently was getting, was yelling, pacing back and forth, and a bunch of people on the train tried to subdue him. One was a former Marine. He was able to hold him down in a chokehold. But Jordan Neely, 30 years old, died from complications of this. Now, the death has been ruled a homicide. That doesn't mean the former Marine is going to be put on murder charges. You know, it could be manslaughter. He might not even be charged. But these are things that get really complicated. And we have been going back and forth. Wasn't there a woman, was it in Philly, who was raped on a subway and nobody helped? Everybody just watched? And we're like, why isn't somebody jumping in? Why isn't somebody jumping in? Sadly, this happens. The person ends up dying. And now, are those who jumped in going to jail? That's going to now turn around and cause people to go, I'm not going to touch it. I mean, this is just, and imagine also, if somebody, let's say, needs CPR. So, there's no witnesses. You see somebody fall. You run over there to help them. Somebody sees you with the person who's dead because you couldn't revive them, and they blame you. And you're like, no, I was administering CPR. Now, I'm sure forensics could figure it all out. But I think we are, you know, if we don't get this figured out and how to do justice appropriately, not and again, you know, it's Jordan Neely shouldn't have died, but he ended up dying. And you know, with the laws, there's a chance that somebody trying to help subdue somebody who could be a threat could now go to jail. And this is why we have a lot of individuals saying, I'm out of it. I told you, my cat was attacked, was killed. We didn't know. We suspected something happened, but because we never saw the carnage, we assumed, well, maybe the cat's at a person's house. So we, for days, were looking. We had posters up and all that, and finally somebody texted saying, we knew it had happened the night of, but my husband didn't want me to tell you because I didn't know who you were. We didn't know who you were because I didn't put my name on there. And he didn't trust who they were texting. Well, I mean, come on. Nobody wants to talk to anybody. Nobody wants to get involved. Then we're in a community. The reason why we're in a community is because we're supposed to be involved. We're supposed to help each other get... I mean, the reason why you have a job is because of people in your community. The reason why you have a school is because of people in your community. The reason why you have a hospital, a medical center, or medications is because of people in your community. It might be a district, it might be a city, it might be a county, it might be a country. But we need other individuals to live. We need other individuals to rely on. I get Naked and Afraid. Some of these people do it by themselves. I get that. There's these survivor shows. I get that. But for the most part, we're a community. And I think we're losing that. Now, this is sad. Apparently, Jordan Neely was a very gifted entertainer. He was a Michael Jackson impersonator. For some reason, on Monday afternoon, he was yelling and pacing back and forth on an F train in Manhattan. And with everything going on in New York with stabbings and shootings, people felt unsafe. He was restrained by at least three people. One of them was a U.S. Marine veteran who pulled, held him on top of him, using his arm around his neck. During the physical struggle, Neely lost consciousness, was rushed to Lenox Hill Hospital, and was pronounced dead. Yesterday, a medical examiner deemed that Neely's death was a homicide. Now, again, doesn't mean all three people involved are going to go to jail. I mean, the Manhattan's DA office is investigating. But now, you know, there are multiple, activists and protests out there wanting justice. And this is just a bad situation. And there's where this gets difficult is everybody's on edge. You know, was Neely going to hurt anybody or was he just going to be yelling? And was he, did anybody witness actually any harm? You know, if somebody pulls out a knife, somebody pulls out a gun, you've got some good Samaritan laws to protect you. But if he didn't, but everybody's on edge because they've seen people who have shot others or stabbed others. And I mean, look what happened in Atlanta. You know, somebody yelling in a medical clinic is going to make everybody nervous. Take cover, want to put him down before he shoots somebody. So now we think that the average person is going to hurt you. Look at how we had kids, turn incorrectly into another person's house, get on their driveway, and get shot. This child that was picking up his brothers, knocked on a house, the wrong house, got shot. We're all on edge, but one of the reasons why we're all on edge is we are seeing horrific crimes. This woman who was, hiking, she was killed by somebody, and they believe they found the person, they see him on video, but they haven't found the person. We are in a state of, we can't trust anybody, we don't know what's going to happen, and now we're assuming the worst. So when we're assuming the worst, we're going to want to protect others, we're going to want to protect ourselves. Unfortunately, somebody can die who shouldn't have died. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claims that Jordan Neely was murdered. She said he was murdered, but because Jordan was houseless and crying for food at a time when the city is raising rents and stripping services to militarize itself, she wrote this, while many in power demonize the power, the murderer gets protected with passive headlines and no charges. Now, Mayor Eric Adams kind of spoke up against that. That was kind of irresponsible. And he even said, he goes, I don't think that's very responsible at a time when we're still investigating the situation. Let the DA conduct his investigation with the local law enforcement officials. To really interfere with that is not the right thing to do, and I'm going to be responsible and allow them to do their job. Now, Neely does have a history of prior arrests, was known by the Metropolitan Transit or the Manhattan Transit Authority and police, but they say he wasn't murderous. He wasn't going to hurt people. The 24-year-old man who tackled him was stepping in, they said, to help fellow passengers who felt scared and threatened. So, but people say that Neely was the one that needed the help. I don't know what the answer is. You know, we have stores closing down because of crime, and we've had politicians and people say those people are stealing because they need food. Yet, I mean, we see people stealing electronics and makeup and things like that. I understand, people need food. You're stealing bread for food, but we get that. But, so I'm not sure where this is going to go, but it's 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. Deion Patterson, the man accused in the latest mass shooting, is waiving his right to appear in court. Court records show the 24-year-old has been charged with one count of murder and four counts of aggravated assault. The former member of the U.S. Coast Guard allegedly opened fire in the waiting room of a medical building, killing one woman and injuring four others. This as a doctor from an Atlanta hospital says the people wounded in yesterday's attack are continuing to improve.
One of them is in stable condition in one of our medical units.
The NFL is being investigated after dozens of female former employees accused the league of discrimination and a hostile work environment. California AG Rob Banta and his New York counterpart are serving subpoenas to the NFL's Los Angeles and New York City headquarters. Tim Berg, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while there's a lot of controversy and calls to ease abortion and to not have the restrictions, and as far as I'm concerned, I just want the government completely out of it. I think this is very private between a person and their doctor. Don't involve politicians. Don't involve taxpayers. Don't involve the pharmacies. If the patient and the doctor deem it's the best move for them, doctor can give them the medication, the doctor can oversee it, and it eliminates a lot of what we're dealing with in terms of dragging in employers, dragging in other people who find it ethically, against their beliefs. And it also gets rid of politicians and rules that could affect a person's personal choice. I think it's a compromise. But one thing I get really frustrated with in the abortion controversy is saying a fetus isn't a life. Okay, the fetus is a life. It's a living organism. It's a living being. And we have a couple who is very, very grateful that their fetus is alive and had been operated on to save it from a deadly genetic disorder. Derek and Kenyatta Coleman, they've been married 7 years. They're in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. They were pregnant. Everything was going well. But then, when she went for her 30-week ultrasound, the doctor told her that something wasn't right in terms of the baby's brain and the heart was enlarged. The baby was diagnosed with a vein of Galen malformation, which is a rare blood vessel abnormality inside the brain that can misshape an arteries and connect the veins. You know, it'll connect arteries with veins instead of capillaries, so that messes with blood flow. Remember, how blood works is you have the arteries sending blood to arterioles, sending blood to capillaries to get the blood in, get the oxygen to the tissues. And then you have the venules and the veins bringing that deoxygenated blood back to the heart to be pumped to the lungs to get reoxygenated. If the piping is wrong, the baby could die. So the extra pressure, it also causes high pressure blood because it's not flowing correctly. That could cause issues with the heart, the lungs. The heart works overtime, can put the baby into congestive heart failure, which is why they found that the infant had a large heart, or the fetus had a large heart. Doctors were able to operate within her womb, and this was amazing. And so they joined a clinical trial for treatment. And even though there was risk of preterm labor, et cetera, and the team at Boston's Children's Hospital and Massachusetts General carried out the procedure. They cut into the womb. They went into the baby's skull. They opened up and operated on the developing brain. And they were able to use ultrasound to find the artery that was off. And the surgery was performed when the baby was 34 weeks old, 2 days gestation. And the baby was then born 2 days later, still premature, but with no birth defects and limited complications. Now, she was only 4.2 pounds, but luckily, most of the time, they can regain that weight and develop normally. So, parents are happy, parents are ecstatic, and I love these stories. And I know there's still a lot of discussions on, you know, if an animal or a species has a abnormality that doesn't allow it to have survival of the fittest, you know, do we help it along? But I mean, when we're talking about babies, I think if there's a way we can, because this, you know, wasn't something that would, you know, necessarily would be genetic, you know, and if we have evolved to have technology and to help have ways to fix certain problems, so I'm all for that. It's nice to have a conversation about saving the life of the fetus. You know, and I know the media is kind of struggling with, you know, do you call a fetus alive or not? And how do you stand? And maybe what we have to do with the abortion issue, just like we do with cosmetic surgery, just like we do with, any sort of medical issue. Maybe keep it medical, keep it private. And not drag in everybody. A big problem with the abortion issue is taxpayers are involved. Taxpayers don't want to pay for that. And we have a tax system that pays for that. They keep taxpayers out of it. Then they won't. And I understand many individuals do not want that happening in their city, in their neck of the woods. But we drag everybody and their mother into these things that have ethical issues. And we, you know, so, but it's good for them. I'm glad that the baby made it, and it's a miracle that could happen. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you can't make this stuff up. Apparently there was a CDC annual conference for COVID, and it ended up being a spreader event, and dozens of people got COVID. So this conference was held in Atlanta, Georgia, where CDC is based. Conference happened from April 24th to April 27th, and dozens of people were infected with COVID-19, we were told. At the annual Epidemic Intelligence Service Conference, officers known as disease detectives gathered to share leading-edge investigations, scientific findings, and forward-thinking strategies to inform improvements in public health. Approximately 35 individuals have reported testing positive as of May 2nd, according to CDC spokesperson Kristen Norland. To date, they say everyone we are aware of who has tested positive is isolated at home and monitoring, and they say this is the first time the event has ever been conducted in person since before the COVID-19 pandemic. So, nope, not a shock. Honestly, not a shock. 2,000 people attended the event, only 35 people getting COVID. I'm surprised it wasn't more. And mind you, these are people that actually tested. The ones that, you know, are, you know, following the rules, and I'm sure there's a lot of people saying, ah, to heck with it. I'm going to call this allergies. I'm going to call it a cold. Nobody say nothing to anybody. So, now, I do have allergies, I swear. So, this was held at the Crown Plaza Atlanta Perimeter in Ravinia, part of the Intercontinental Hotels Group. How beautiful. Near CDC's headquarters. So, CDC is working with the Georgia Department of Health to conduct a rapid epidemiological assessment of confirmed COVID-19 cases. They say the conference protocols were followed. Many attendees chose to wear a mask at the conference. Some didn't. But, you know, what this tells us is when the COVID, you know, bean counters and the COVID police, you know, get infected. This is something that's just there, and it's something we're going to be living with. I am expecting a wave this summer. I was doing an interview with KTNV. The reporter was fantastic. And she asked, she goes, do you expect COVID cases to rise after the May 11th COVID emergency declaration ending? And whether it ends or not, I think we're having another wave. You know, we have a lot of people in India and across the globe dealing with this new, there's another XBB strain. And so we are going to have COVID this spring and summer. And I do not want to see people blaming the end of, paying for, extra Medicare and things like that. Because, yes, in the long run, if we don't have free shots, you know, people are probably less likely to buy their COVID booster. People are less likely to buy these COVID-19 tests. But the problem I have is many of these COVID-19 tests are not picking it up. When patients tell me they were negative, and for poops and giggles, they checked again 5 days later and was positive, we can't trust these tests anyway. Why are we spending money on it? I love the fact that people tested and then people isolated. But now I see people using them as bookends and to raise up their laptop. And then when they get a negative test, it's hurting us because they're asking for Tamiflu or antibiotics when they don't have flu and they don't have a bacterial infection. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm totally fine with, you know, the emergency plan ending. But do expect another wave of COVID this spring and summer. 1-877-DOCTORY.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double check your math too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I gas up my car, I know people think I just start conversations with random people. I don't. I don't really accost random people. What I do, though, at the gas station, I need to stop doing this, is I start complaining out loud about the price. I'm like, $110, you know, fill up my husband's truck. Like, $112, this is some BS right here. And then that invites anybody else who wants to have a conversation to have a conversation. And every now and then somebody kitty corner will say, yeah, I know, look at this. I'm like, hey, what are you paying? Then I run over and I check, woo, man. All right, I got $5 that this guy is going to spend more than both of us combined. And then we do a bet, and then we run over and see what the trucker's doing. And, you know, sometimes you can have some fun with it. But for the most part, I don't engage. Why? Gas in the car only takes a few minutes. I understand we're a very sort of bored society, and we need to be entertained, and, you know, we need our attention kept, that I could very easily just look at my phone, just watch the number go up, I don't know, scratch, and then drive in my car and go away. Well, apparently, when you fill up your electric vehicle, or you maybe not fill it up, but you charge it, it takes a little while. And unfortunately, it took long enough for somebody to get killed. There was a fight between Tesla drivers at an electric vehicle charging station in suburban Denver. This fight escalated into a fatal shooting that killed one driver and left another man in custody. Both men were driving Teslas. Not that a Tesla turns into a killer, but they were in Teslas trying to charge. Investigators are still working to figure out what led to the fight. It broke out at 9:40 a.m. in a parking lot outside of a food hall in Edgewater. You see the Tesla charging stations. The man was a 33-year-old who died from Denver. A second man later called 911, said he was involved in the shooting. He has been detained. Two shots were fired during the altercation, and the man who died had been hospitalized of a single gunshot wound. Wasn't sure if both shots were fired by the man who turned himself in. Now, this fight was at this Edgewater Public Market on the corner of West 20th Avenue and DePue Street. Broad daylight, at a charging station, people getting into it. We'll know more. But, you know, how are things going on the electric car front? When I heard that they're getting rid of AM radio, I mean, I heard about that, but I mean, this is seriously happening? Oh, I'm ticked. Getting rid of AM radio, or are you flipping out of your minds? The emergency broadcast system uses AM radio. The FM signal doesn't have, FM signals are fantastic, but doesn't have the range that AM does. And the consistency, and you're going to get rid of AM radio? Why? You don't want to hear hosts, conservative hosts? What's going on here? And so I'm having a little bit of a problem with electric cars. I want to get an electric car. I think it can save money, can save power. I wouldn't mind having one fuel car, one electric car. But I got to tell you, I'm not liking what I'm seeing. I'll get it eventually, but I'm in a rush. And apparently I'm not alone. More and more Americans are not wanting electric cars. According to Business Insider, the percentage of Americans who said they are very unlikely to buy an electric car as their next car is growing. According to J.D. Power, they said EV skeptic contingent has steadily grown from 17.8% to 21% of respondents. So rather than people liking them more, they're becoming less enthused. Now, maybe it's because they're hearing people complain about the lines of charging. Maybe they are worried about that report where Tesla employees were allegedly looking at photographs and videos caught by some of these cars. I mean, I don't really do anything in a car. I mean, I might, you know, pick my teeth, get some food out of my teeth. I might clean a booger out of my nose, but other than that, I don't really care, you know, what, but that, yeah, apparently somebody was naked, ran out to his car naked, that was caught on camera. People don't like that. Now, the share of consumers who said they were definitely buying an electric vehicle did not rise. It stayed the same. 26.9%. So they say top line metrics on overall EV market share availability and affordability have been a long-term upward trend, but beneath those headline numbers, we are starting to see some consumer behaviors that suggest a possible bifurcation of the automotive marketplace. Now, some people are just, you know, maybe they don't trust the technology. Some people are nervous about the batteries. I am a little nervous about the car fire batteries. If electric vehicles, even though we've seen studies saying there's more car fires with fuel vehicles, despite, you know, the numbers that's been accounted for, I've seen enough crashes where a crash that really shouldn't put the car in flames is, and these were cars with electric batteries. So I'm a little nervous about that. I want to survive a crash. I don't want my electric, I don't want to not be able to open the door. And, you know, we've heard of crashes where people were in the car screaming, car was on fire, and they couldn't get out. I'm a little nervous about that. I want to know, and I think electric cars have manual overrides. I'm sure of it. But it does. It makes you nervous. There's high purchase price, lack of charging stations, according to this, that are being cited. Limited driving range, time required to charge. And then, some respondents were concerned about the performance of these cars in extreme temperatures, cost of ownership, lack of repair shops, reliability, and power outages. So it's interesting. My friends that have Teslas, and I don't have a lot of them because I don't really have a lot of rich friends, but I do have a couple that have purchased them. They love it. They say they love it. Now, one, I think, says that because they just want to kind of stick with the... They don't want to be very... you make a decision, and you don't want to, poop on that decision. So you're like, oh, yeah, it's good. And, they're going to argue till the deathbed that it was a good decision. But others have been pretty, pretty honest. And they go, well, I only use the car for this and this. I'm not going to take the car out of town. I use it in town. One of my friends, where he works, will have a charging station. So while he's at work, he could then charge it. And that can make sense. So, it does take a little bit of, choreography to figure out how to make it work. And some individuals think it will save money on fuel because fuel is expensive. And as long as fuel stays expensive. But what happens if you need a repair? What happens if there's another recall? What happens if there's not enough charging stations? That's why I'm going to hedge. I'm always going to have a fuel car as long as there's gas stations, and I'm always going to, and then I would, if I do have an electric or hybrid, I just don't want to be stuck. That's just me. They say the majority of baby boomers and Gen Xs are not considering EVs. 33% of Gen Zs, though, said they were somewhat unlikely or very unlikely. So, but we do see that the younger generations are a little bit more open to it. Now, mind you, things take change. I mean, imagine giving up your horse for an automobile. I'm sure people got freaked out about that, too. So I do think the electric vehicle market is going to expand, but I think it's going to be a mess. Because I think politics are going to drive it. And when politics drive something, they don't kind of allow the infrastructure to build. We don't have an infrastructure for everybody or half of America or half of all cars being out there by 2030 to be electric. We don't have that infrastructure. We don't even have the power grid. And if your electric car won't drive in the cold, I mean, I get your fuel car, you got to heat it up. I get that. But when people were saying that during flooding and during snowstorms, they couldn't get their electric car to move, the people in those areas are going to be like, oh, hell no. So I'm mixed. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.